This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden.
If you're anything like me, you appreciate when things are made super easy, especially when it comes to managing your money. That's where Current.com steps in. It's not just any banking service. It's designed for you, the modern person. They blend technology and finance in a way that just makes sense for our digital lives. Here's the best part. When you sign up for Current.com, using the special code that I'll drop in the show notes, you'll get a free $50. Yep, $50 for free. Easy. Sign up. Remember, there's terms and conditions, but we'll get to that. Now, it's quick to sign up. You forget all the paperwork, and you never go to a bank. With Current, you're up and running in minutes, and it's all from your phone. And the sign-up bonus, $50. That's right. Use the code from our show notes, and boom, $50 is yours. It's that simple. Every penny you put into Current is FDIC insured through their partners. Peace of mind. Now, there's no nasty surprises either. No hidden fees. Current hates them too. I hate them. I've been a Current user for 5 years now, I think. And transparency is key. So what you see is what you get. From savings pods to help you stash away your cash for specific goals to getting your paycheck a little bit early. That's a nice one. Current's got the features that matter the most to you. Now, if you got questions though, Current support is just a tap away on your phone, ready to help you. I've used them a few times, and I'll tell you what, the best customer support I've ever seen in a bank. So if you're looking to step up your banking game and get a sweet $50 bonus in the process, head to the show notes, use my special code, and join the Current.com revolution. It's banking, but not as you know it. It's better. Today, we're going to take a trip back all the way to December 13th, 2022, when Elon Musk said he was going to remove 1.5 billion Twitter accounts. This is from the archives. Take a listen. It's interesting. So Elon Musk bought Twitter a little bit ago for about $45 billion. And ever since the purchase, it's been kind of a roller coaster of emotions. He fired half of the staff. So half of the people that were on the moderation team and also engineers and also business people behind the scenes, they're all gone. So it's a slimline team and they're working forward in a way that is going to bring Elon's vision to life. And this vision is going to be something that's never really been done before, which is an all-in-one platform, which is going to be chatting, text, crypto, video, audio, everything under one platform. So that really hasn't been done. It's been done in WhatsApp, but it's also something that's never been done sort of in America at this point. So Elon is building that platform. And this gets back to SpaceX eventually. So I wanted to let you know that that is not just about Twitter today, but we have to set it up so we know what's going on with Twitter and how it's going to affect SpaceX. So Elon cut half the staff, trying to cut money, you know, trying to get the money situated because he spent $45 billion on this and he has to move forward with his plan to build this thing and to make it profitable. But since he has joined up, there's been other things that have been happening at Twitter as well. So Elon kind of opened up the floodgates for all the people that have been banned before to come back onto the platform. You know, all the people with hate speech, etc., have been let back on the platform. And he's an absolutist when it comes to free speech. So he wants everybody to speak their mind. He wants everybody to talk about the things that they want to talk about. And he wants to give everybody
No matter what your leaning is, it wants to give you a platform to talk about what you want to talk about. And I understand that. You know, it's a noble thing to do. Everybody should be free to say whatever they want to say. Then the consequences of those things should be with the other people that are on the platform, and you should be able to talk it out. You know, like that's how he feels, you know, just talk it out, figure it out. Now, some of this stuff, some of the speech is, you know, protected under the Constitution, of course. You can't incite violence, things like that. You're not supposed to do that stuff. There's laws about that. You're not supposed to do that. And he said he's going to follow the law of the land as much as possible on his platform, right? But this is where it gets kind of dicey. When those people came back in, there was a flood of trolls as well that came back through. And apparently those trolls started off on 4chan, which is a place where, if you're not familiar with it, it's full of trolls. And if you've never been there, don't, it's like, if you don't want to see it, don't go there. It's not a pleasant place, but it is an interesting place to visit on the internet. And if you're really inclined, go check it out. But I would suggest highly against it. But it's interesting. So they all hung out there and they thought of an idea. Hey, let's troll the internet and let's make a fake Eli Lilly account, right? And this account is a pharmaceutical manufacturer. So they said, hey, we're going to make insulin free. This was a fake account, a verified fake account. You know, you can pay the $8 to get a verified account. They paid the $8, got a verified account, and duped everybody into thinking that that's the real Eli Lilly. And the real Eli Lilly was like, no, we didn't say that. What are you talking about? So the $8 checkmark thing on Twitter kind of got canned, right? Immediately, it got cut off. Eli Lilly lost a bunch of money. Investors pulled out of the company because they thought that this was real. So the stock price tanked a little bit and people pulled out and they were like, we can't really trust this. So Elon, in his wisdom, said, okay, $8 checkmark, not good enough. So we're going to put more checkmarks. We're going to checkmark the people that are paying the $8 just to verify that you're a human. You're going to have to pay more if you are, you know, if you work at a company, say if you're an executive at a company, you're going to pay X amount of dollars. You're going to get an executive checkmark and the name of the company will be in a little icon underneath your profile. And also a government person, you know, somebody that works in the government, you can have that attached to your Twitter profile. So you're going to have to pay for that checkmark as well. So different checkmarks for different people. Understandable, you know? Hey, if you could take a second and hit the subscribe button and the like button, it would really help out the channel, but it's going to help you out even more because you're going to start seeing more SpaceX, NASA, spaceflight content in your feed, not just from myself, but from other creators as well. And it's going to help you out actually a lot more than it's going to help me out. So please just take a second, hit subscribe, hit like, and let's get back into the Elon Musk content. So you can discern between a real account and not a real account. And you have to have those certain sort of email addresses or some sort of way to identify yourself in order to get that checkmark. So if you're Eli Lilly, you know, for instance, you'd have to have an Eli Lilly email address, verify your Twitter account so you can verify that you work there. Okay. So no more of the trolls getting a hold of the other people's accounts because they're not secure anymore. Okay. So that's the thing that Elon's working on right now. Okay, so this all comes back to SpaceX, I promise. So those are the things that advertisers on the platform, on Twitter, looked at and they said, hey, this doesn't look like it's very stable anymore. And we don't really want to spend our money on a place that is going to give everybody, including the trolls, ways to say racist things and bigoted things and horrible things to other people. We don't want to be associated with that. So we're going to pull all of our money out. Half of the advertisers, the big advertisers that were spending millions of dollars per month, pulled out of Twitter and said, we don't want this anymore. We're going to pause our ad spend on Twitter, right? So there goes millions of dollars down the drain for Twitter immediately since Elon took over. Now, when Elon saw this, he got mad. You know, he was just like, why can't you understand what I'm doing here? And also, look, we've had these working relationships for a long time. There's always been trolls. So he confronted the people and he berated them according to some news article that I read. I can't remember where I read it. I'm sorry. It could be the Financial Times. I apologize. I don't have that up right now. But I read it this morning and it was a reputable source. So take my word for it. Sorry, I don't have it up. The fact is that apparently he went in there and he kind of yelled at people and, you know, kind of said, hey, you should be spending your millions of dollars here and not postponing it because I got this under control. So take that with a grain of salt as well, because you never know where the internet information is coming from, right? Could be just somebody also a troll, could also be somebody that works there, but also has a, you know, has a vendetta against Elon or one of his companies or something like this, right? So millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars are going away from Twitter. So I think you know where I'm going with this. Moving forward, the internet has kind of turned on Elon, and has turned him from this person who's going to rise up and pull people out of horrible places, such as, you know, with Tesla. You know, you're trying to remove carbon emissions from the auto industry, right? By using electric vehicles. That's cool. Like, EVs are great for that, you know, and they're like, they're great technology. So moving that forward was a huge deal. And also, you know, solar panel roofs, great idea. Use the energy from the sun, renewable. Sun comes out every day. You know, there's unlimited source of power from the sun. Use that power from the sun to generate battery power in your house, and you continue to have continuous operation of your home and the energy and that you need for your appliances and the other things in your house. Okay, that sounds like an awesome idea, right? And then you have SpaceX, which is this gigantic rocket company that's sending rockets to the International Space Station, people on board those rockets. They're going to be sending people to the moon in a lunar starship variant. And also, people that are investing in SpaceX, I think you know where I'm going here, the people that are investing in SpaceX are investing billions of dollars every year to keep the company moving forward. So some of those people, and I'm not saying this is actually happening yet, I'm just saying this could happen in the future. Some of the people that may have wanted to invest in Tesla, and there could be, you know, so just, let's just put a random number on here. Let's just say $1 billion, $1 billion with a B, dollars. And that's a certain amount of people that said, I don't know what Elon's up to now. I'm kind of sketched out. I don't know what's happening. So I'm going to pull back my $300 million for now, and I'm not going to put it in the next round of funding for SpaceX. Now, can Elon bring in other investors to help him out and get that funding anyway? Or could he sell off some of his stock in Tesla to fund SpaceX going forward? There's a possibility of that. But the sentiment about Elon has changed tremendously from this person that was going to help revolutionize everything and change humanity as a whole to somebody who's cutting jobs. And also, you know, he's a horrible person. And the sentiment online is that it's completely changed. If you look at the rhetoric on even on Reddit from the last 3 to 4 years, even a couple months ago, everyone was 100% for Eli. You know, there was a couple detractors here and there, but most people were like, hey, that's a guy doing some cool stuff. You know, he's making those rockets. That's cool. Including myself. I'm like, hey, he's doing some cool stuff. He's making those rockets. He's making those rockets go to the International Space Station and also Starship, etc. But now people are kind of changing their tune. You know, they're saying things like he's not fit to run so many companies because he's so stretched between all of these companies doing all these things that he can't do all of it. You know, they've been saying that for a long time, but now it's kind of showing through a little bit. People are seeing it through the cracks, but it's out in public. And Elon even puts it out in the public and talks about it in the public on Twitter all the time. Like he's kind of a guy that was like, hey, I love Twitter. I love to talk on here. I love to make memes. I love to make funny things go on Twitter. But now he owns it, so he can kind of do whatever he wants with it. So it's a private company now. He owns, you know, Twitter, so he can make it whatever he wants to make it. And he doesn't need to rely on outside investment. other than advertisers or the investment that was already put into Twitter in the first place. And the reason why he bought Twitter, the user base is huge. One, and if it was the technology that they had, you can build that. Like, I could build Twitter. If I really want to do it, I can sit down and I can read or watch a React, build Twitter with React.js tutorial on YouTube. So it's not the technology. Like, I can get that done in an afternoon. You know, that's no big deal. Elon could do that himself if he wanted to. But it was for the user base, the millions and millions of people, of active users, that he bought Twitter so he can build his X.com platform moving forward. Now, is this going to hamper some people from investing in SpaceX in the future? I think the diehards will always be there. I think people that are interested in space flight and interested in Starship will always be there. And possibly this could shift the focus from private investment of SpaceX into SpaceX going to a more public route if the sentiment dies down from the private investors. And I'm not an investment guy, you know, so this is not financial advice. I want to let you know that now. Not financial advice, but I want to let you know that there's a possibility that within the next X amount of years, SpaceX could be thinking about going public, where you could buy shares of SpaceX, and you could buy shares of SpaceX because of this fallout from something like Twitter. Because if Twitter goes bust, if Elon just goes like, I can't save it, and we're going to lose a bunch of money. Sorry, everybody. You know, what are you going to do? But, you know, Elon's, you know, he's not perfect, and nobody is. So moving forward, if that happens, maybe the vision of Elon, maybe the outlook of Elon is going to be a little bit changed. And maybe they're going to have to move SpaceX from, say, a privately owned company and privately funded company to something that's more public, like Tesla, where you can have thousands of investors and, you know, you could build a gigantic successful company, sort of like Boeing. So maybe SpaceX is going to be the next Boeing. Who knows? But I'm excited and I'm eager to see what happens in the near future, because it could be really interesting, or it could just be nothing. You know, there's a whole part of it that's just like, maybe this is just internet drama. You know, maybe it's just internet drama for now, and people will wake up and they'll say, hey, you know, this is going to be a no big deal. And we're still going to invest in SpaceX because we understand the value of SpaceX, which is bringing humanity to space and bringing, like, sending humanity to Mars and sending people back to the moon and sending people to the International Space Station, and also launching satellites, launching Starlink satellites, bringing connectivity to everybody in the rural areas of the world. There's a possibility people are just going to be like, yeah, we understand. Like, that's cool. And we're going to spend our money there because we know that that's a successful business. They keep making money. And it's a whole other thing than Twitter. Like, Twitter's kind of it's a technology company. SpaceX is a technology company too, but they're a very successful technology company. And Twitter is his new kind of hobby thing. You know, like that, you think a lot of people think like that too. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.